Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. The headlines. Iran summons EU ambassadors after blacklist its paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as terrorist organization, labels EU militaries as terrorist groups in retaliating move. UK expels a Russian diplomat in response to Moscow's expulsion of a British diplomat. China executes four Myanmar nationals accused of cross-border scam operations. And in Germany, thousands of public transport workers on strike for higher pay and shorter shifts. Iran has summoned all European Union ambassadors based in the Islamic Republic to protest the bloc's decision to designate the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament speaker yesterday said that the Islamic Republic now considers all European Union militaries to be terrorist groups, citing a 2019 law. A report.
Tensions between Iran and the European Union are escalating after Tehran summoned EU diplomats and labeled EU militaries as terrorist groups. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai told journalists that the process of summoning European Union ambassadors began yesterday and continued into today. On the other hand, European Commission spokesperson Anouar El Anouni rejects the announcement of the listing of EU armies and the accusation of terrorism. The diplomatic row follows last week's decision by the European Union to designate Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization, citing its role in a violent nationwide crackdown on protests last month. Abhishek Mukhopadhyay for World News.
The United Kingdom today said that it had expelled a Russian diplomat after summoning Moscow's ambassador, describing the move as a reciprocal response to Russia's expulsion of a British diplomat last month, accusing them of being an undeclared spy. A spokesperson from the UK Foreign Office said Russia's acquisition were baseless and that the early expulsion was unprovoked and unjustified. Since the start of the war in Ukraine, relations between Russia and Western countries have deteriorated sharply, with the two both sides repeatedly accusing each other of conducting espionage campaign reminiscent of Cold War. Meanwhile, a new round of U.S. brokered talks aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine war is set to take place this week after a brief postponement, a senior Kremlin official said today. The negotiations come amid continued frontline fighting and deadly long-range strikes. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov confirmed that the trilateral talks will be held on Wednesday and Thursday in Abu Dhabi, where a previous meeting was held last month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said yesterday that Kyiv will send a delegation to the talks, which were initially scheduled for the weekend but delayed due to what Peskov described as scheduling conflicts. In Germany, tens of thousands of public transport workers went on strike today, bringing bus and tram services in most cities to a standstill. The one-day walkout was called by the trade union Verdi, which represents nearly 1 lakh transport workers, after negotiation with municipal and state employers over working conditions broke down last week. Verdi is demanding shorter shifts, longer rest period and higher pay for nights and weekend work, even as many cities grapple with tight budget constraints. The walkout affects about 150 municipal transport companies in all but one of Germany's 16 federal states, including major cities such as Berlin, Hamburg and Bremen. Marius Borg Hoiby, the eldest son of Norway's crown princes, has been arrested just one day before his trial was set to begin on charges including rape, police said today. Hoiby was taken into custody last evening and is scheduled to appear before the Oslo District Court tomorrow. Prosecutors have filed an indictment containing 38 charges, including rape, abuse in a close relationship against a former partner, acts of violence against another individual, and the transport of 3.5 kilogram of marijuana. Additional charges including making death threats and the multiple traffic violations. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India and Norway today reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral cooperation and agreed to strengthen it further in the areas of political engagements, trade and investment, blue economy, circular economy, renewable energy, education, science and technology, AI space and the Arctic. Secretary West C.B. George and his Norwegian counterpart Thor Geir Larsen co-chaired the 12th India-Norway Foreign Office consultation in Oslo today. External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both sides also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The US-India Strategic Partnership Forum has welcomed the Union Budget 2026-27, describing it as a progressive and comprehensive roadmap that strengthens India's competitiveness, boosts investment, and enhances ease of doing businesses. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday presented the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Parliament, which gave a strong push to manufacturing, infrastructure and job creation while proposing a simpler tax and customs regime. Defence delegation led by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan arrived in Armenia for a four-day official visit. The visit is aimed to strengthening defence and security cooperation between the two countries. It marks an important step in taking forward shared strategic interest and enhancing long-term defence and security collaboration between the two nations. The high-level Indian delegation was received by India's ambassador to Armenia, Nilakshi Sahasinha, and Deputy Chief of the Armed Forces of the Republic of Armenia, Taimur Shah Nazarian, in Yerevan yesterday upon arrival. China has executed four Myanmar nationals, which China claimed for guilty of causing six Chinese citizens' deaths and running scam and gambling operations based in Myanmar. The Shenzhen Intermediate People's Court in southern China announced the execution in a statement released this morning. However, it did not specify the exact timing of the executions. According to the court, the four were involved in fraud and gambling operations that generated more than $4 billion, targeting Chinese citizens across borders. A Dhaka special court today sentenced four former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to 10 years imprisonment and her niece, British MP Tulip Siddiqui, to 4 years into two corruption charges linked to irregularities in the Purvanchal New Town Plot Allocation Project. Judge Muhammad Rebul Alam of Special Judge's Court 4 of Dhaka also handed down 7-year prison terms to Hasina's another niece Azmina Siddiqui and nephew Rajavan Muzib Siddiqui Bobby, each in one case. The Holy Devani Mori relics of Lord Buddha will be travelling to Sri Lanka for a special week-long exposition at the Gangaramaya Temple in Colombo on Wednesday. The devotees can pay homage at the temple from 4 to 11th February. Speaking at the Navam Perahare, the chief incumbent of Gangaramaya Temple, Kirinda Asaji Thero, thanked the Indian government and the Indian High Commission.
I sincerely thank the Government of India and the High Commission of India in Sri Lanka. I am also pleased to share that we are now preparing for the Devani Mori Sacred Relics Exhibition, which will be held from the 4th to 11th at Gangarama Temple.
In equestrian, India today qualified for the Tent Pegging World Cup Championship to be held in Jordan in November this year after winning 6 medals in the qualifiers, including 4 team and 2 individuals awards. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Iran summons EU ambassadors after blacklist its paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as terrorist organization, labels EU militaries as terrorist groups in retaliating move. UK expels Russian diplomat in response to Moscow's expulsion of a British diplomat. China executes 4 Myanmar nationals accused of cross-border scam operation. And in Germany, thousands of public transport workers on strike for higher pay and shorter shifts. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.